Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Bharati Jagdishan, Ryan Hwang. It's time now for The Bigger Picture.
And indeed, I think this is a segment that we could all use this year. So many new things to consider when it comes to investment options. We were just talking about NFTs earlier today. Don't forget other things like champagne, wine, all the other things you and I have been talking about throughout the week. Yeah, but how do you decide what is the best investment option, where you should put your money next? What should be the guiding principles? Ryan, I understand you and your guest have answers for us.
Yeah, if you think about it, it doesn't happen accidentally. You have to work on it. You have to learn from your mistakes. And this is over days, months, years. So as we wrap up 2021, it's a good opportunity to look back at some of these lessons, some of these takeaways. And we are checking in with Stanley Lim. He is the co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia. Morning, Stanley. How are you doing this Friday?
Hi, good morning, guys. Very good. Thank you.
Glad to have you on, Stanley. Let's talk about how 2021 has panned out for you. How would you describe 2021 as an investor?
It really depends on where are you investing in 2021. I think if you have picked the right sector, maybe like the US sector, or you are in cryptocurrency, that has been a pretty good year for you. But for myself, because I invest both in the US and in China, it's a really mixed bag. You know, my losses in China is offsetting by my gains in the US. So rather flat this year.
It's been a bag of surprises when it comes to China. So let's talk about some of these surprises, mistakes, takeaways, highlights. And you've got five simple tips to make someone a better investor. To give you an overview, they are: keep it simple, think long term, diversify, have a cash cushion, and invest in thirds. So let's start with the first one. Keep it simple. What do you mean by it? How simple are we talking about?
Right. I think that every time when we first started investing, if you're new to investing, we like to jump into things that get us excited. So you're talking about NFT just now. And so when there's a new sector and you see on the news that it's booming, you have a tendency that you want to rush into it. Rather, I think if you're starting out investing, it's better to just keep to things that you are familiar with. So for maybe industry that you're currently working in, starting from there, or just on investment that you have done before, maybe properties. And these are good things that you should first focus on and building up your base, and then at the same time learn about new industry that you want to venture into in the future.
Yeah, pretty much building on what you know and are familiar with and maybe passionate about. So let's keep it simple. Second one you've got is think long term. How long are we talking about here?
My best horizon is forever. So when we're talking about long term, it really is because the stock market, we can see the ticker every day. So we feel the urgency that maybe we need to make the decision all the time. But investment should, you know, at the end of the day, our objective is really either for our retirement or for our kids' education fund, which is at least a decade away. So that is a good starting point. You know, think of the end goal of why you're investing, and make the investment. You know, make an investment that you feel that if I can hold this till the day I need the money, which other investment I want to make? So make just a one-time investment.
Yeah, Stanley, is that what they say, right? Timing market is better than timing the markets.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and your third point is diversify. So this is interesting because how many is enough when it comes to splitting up your basket of limited resources?
Having a diversified portfolio, I feel that there's many investors out here, they like to promote that, you know, it's okay to be having a concentrated portfolio of maybe one or two stocks. But for me, I feel that if we only have one chance in life and in our financial future, so it's always better to play it safe. And for me, I like to have at least 15 stocks in my portfolio. And currently, at this environment right now, and with technology, it's very easy for us to have a diversified portfolio. You can buy things like just an ETF, and you will have a diversified portfolio straight away. So it's very easy to have a diversified portfolio right at the onset right now.
All right, so just to peek into your portfolio right now, how many stocks do you have?
I have been investing for, you know, close to 17, 18 years. I think I built up roughly a 40 stock portfolio. I think that's too much for most people. So I would say around 15 is a good number.
I can imagine you've got an Excel sheet to keep track of everything. Okay, and your fourth one is
yes, I do.
Having a cash cushion. So how much cash are you setting aside for this?
Yeah, so this point really relates back to thinking long term, because when we are investing, if we are going to plan to invest in a stock or whatever asset class for a long period of time, this means that this cash, we shouldn't be touching it. Mm. So that also means that we should build up a cash cushion that allows us to not worry about what if we need the those portfolio for emergency. Mm. So I like to maybe have a cash cushion of around 6 months worth of expenses, especially if you feel that your job security is in question, then maybe you will want a little bit more during this time.
Right, so you won't be forced to liquidate your assets or investments when you actually need the cash on hand. Okay, your fifth point, invest in thirds. So this is a bit about just, I guess, starting small.
Yeah, starting small and also just averaging out your investment, because we tend to have what we call a bias called price anchoring. So when we invest in a stock, then that's the price that we always want to sell above, right? We don't want to sell a stock below that price. So and many of times for me, especially when I buy the stocks, you know, the next week it will be down 10%. So a way to cushion that is what we call buy in thirds. So maybe you spread out your buying period. Maybe every month you buy just one third of that investment, and you average out your cost over time, and this gives you just a better chance of staying with the stock for a long term and not worrying too much about the price anchoring of what price you actually bought it at.
So it's a bit like dipping your toes into a pool of water to make sure that, you know, this is the right time, and maybe you can just go a bit deeper in at the next stage depending on how it trends.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, me chatting is Stanley Lim. He's the co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia, helping us to now break down 5 simple tips to become a better investor. Keep it simple, think long-term, diversify, have a cash cushion, and invest in thirds. Stanley, thanks for your time today. Have a happy new year in advance.
Thank you very much. Happy new year to you guys too.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.